Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Traffic flows. Lost on a backdoor cover. Your mother-in-law just won't shut up.
Shut up.
What has you running hot? Running hot. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
I just lost my cool. Yeah, there was a few strikes on me called that I really didn't like. You know, and then I sat in the dugout and watched it happen to our guys all night. I got pissed off and decided to say something about it. First career ejection, I'm not proud of it, but it is what it is.
Vinny and Haney back here on 105.7 The Fan. Cordell Woodland here with Ryan Ripken. We're both in for Vinny and Bob today with Quick Draw McGraw. He's behind the glass. You just heard from Orioles outfielder Ryan O'Hearn there after his ejection last night. He and Brandon Hyde were ejected last night. And you heard O'Hearn talking about the strike zone or the lack thereof last night. Look, we're seeing it a lot, Ryan. We're seeing these umpires that if they're going to give to the bottom of the zone, which is what happened last night, then you're losing some off the top. I get it. There's a give and take there. And it's tough to consistently eyeball this. I don't want to minimize the job that umpires have to do and referees because they're thrown in this too. I'm running hot on them too. I don't want to make light of how tough their job is. They're asked to do something in real time at an amazing speed and with really no help. It's just their calls right there. I get it. But they're in that spot. They're in that spot. And I feel like just how we hold the athletes that are in the games accountable, just like we hold the coaches that are coaching these teams accountable, the referees and the umpires should be held accountable as well. I'm not asking you to be perfect, but I'm asking you to be serviceable. And last night was kind of the tipping point for me, and I think for the Orioles as well, who, to their credit, they let a lot of stuff go, man. Mm-hmm. They let a lot of stuff go. They don't complain a lot, whether it's them getting plunked or them getting screwed over with the strike zone. And last night it tipped over. I follow the umpire scorecards on Twitter.
Yep.
And last night, overall accuracy 92%. Not terrible. Not terrible. Overall consistency 90%. 0.92 favor of the Nationals last night with the calls that were made. Quite a few calls outside the zone. You heard Brandon Hyde and those guys. You saw them get ejected last night. I was running hot for them. And I think it's in compilation because of the NBA playoffs and what's going on and the referees. We've seen the Knicks at least three times so far in the postseason win games thanks to the referees helping them out in a big way, in my opinion. Making crucial calls late in the game. Even after going and reviewing them, they go and side with the Knicks. I'm kind of just tapped out with what's going on in the officiating world in the sports world right now.
Yeah, you are coming in hot right now. You're getting me fired up. I'm here. I'm thinking it's going to be a nice, relaxing, I should know
not
better,
today.
10:38. But honestly, we were talking about this before, and I am no saint when I was playing, by the way. So if I thought an umpire didn't make the right call, I would say a few words.
Yeah.
Luckily, I didn't get ejected. But yeah, you do get ticked off because, look, I don't envy that job, like you said. I think it sucks. That's why I don't want to be an umpire, because what's the glory in that? You're going to tick off somebody, and maybe the one time out of 100, someone's going to go, hey, you were really good. And you know what? I already failed enough with baseball. I don't need more failure from all the fans talking about it. But the thing that really grinds my gears is, if you're going to have a strike zone for everybody, be consistent with your strike zone. So that's the part two. So imagine if you're the pitchers. Williams is getting a pitch, maybe a ball or two off the plate. And the Orioles hitters are going, damn, that's far. But then Burns is not getting those same pitches. Mm-hmm. You just want consistency. So I'm pretty sure Hyde said something like this, paraphrasing, because we can't say everything. Mm-hmm. But it's going, hey, what do we got here? What do my guys need to do? You need to clean it up, blank, 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 mm-hmm. because we need to know what we are dealing with on a consistent basis. And I don't blame O'Hearn. I actually like seeing a fired up O'Hearn, I'll be honest here.
Oh, yeah.
But you're right. And the other part, too, this might be the reason why we get so heated. It's when they mess up. It's not like, oh, hey, I understand. You're not going to go, hey, my fault on air. But there's almost like the arrogance of, oh, no, I'm right. It's like, ah, you're not. And you don't want to see that you're wrong. But that's what gets me is, if you can admit, hey, I messed up there, I can move past you, I can still curse you out, but at least you can tell me, but you're not going to prove to me that you are the almighty one when it comes to understanding what's going on in the flow of the game.
Yeah, you have to have some sort of understanding. And like you said, that's a part of my problem with the umpires as well, is that it never seems like they're wrong. And they don't give some of these, in the instances where you know you're wrong, you would imagine they're going to give some of these guys a longer leash. And I'm not one to ever speak on behalf of the Yankees. But I still can't get Aaron Boone getting ejected out of that game a couple of weeks ago out of my mind. I mean, that right there is still like, dude, come on. If you can't even just say, oh, I thought it was you, Aaron. I thought it was you. I'm sorry. My bad. We're good. If you can't even just step up right then and there and take responsibility, when will you ever do it? When will you ever do it? And I got to ask, as a player, you talked about it. You know, you've had some conversation, some words for umpires. When you see them stretching the zone or minimizing the zone, obviously then you're watching that. You're like, you're getting an understanding of what the zone is. Then you get up there and you let a ball go that they've been letting go all game to this point, and it's strike three.
Oh, yeah.
How are you supposed to now react in that instance? Are you, good call, and then, you know, go back to the dugout, or are you, you know, you're giving them words, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've had a few stories here. This is the part where, again, you just want consistency. You don't care about the circumstance. Just call the damn game that we expect it to be called. And again, you're right. Those moments where umpires just, instead of saying, hey, my fault, that's what makes me mad even more. If I'm mad at you, but you say, hey, I messed that one up, and you're out, I'd be like, thank you for letting me know. Still, I'll say another word to you.
Right.
Then I'll go. But at least, like, later on, when I cool down, I know. Here's a story I'll tell you. This was not a fun moment for me. We put up like 7 in Double A. Your boy started the rally, by the way.
Nice.
Base hit off of David Peterson on the Mets. I'm not sure where he is now. I'm up again to start in that inning. And it's a pitch inside. And I go, let's just call him John for the sake of this little segment here. So I go, hey, John. Yeah, that's in. I said, that feels a little bit in. How far is that, as far as we go? He's like, oh, yeah, that's as far as we go, Ryan. I'm like, okay, because I feel like that's stretching it. I'm standing off the plate here. John then, next pitch, 3-2 count, pitches another 3 inches inside, rings me up. I use a different set of words here, but I go, hey, John, where is that? That's further in. He goes, oh, no, Ryan, that was fine. He goes, but you guys had a big inning anyway. I go, I'm going to stop you right there. We had a big inning. This is my livelihood on the line here, all right? And I need you to buck up and make sure we get this right. I have him at the end of the season, last day of the year. And because I might have said a few other words, go up to the batter's box, and he goes, good afternoon, Ryan. We just clinched the Double-A playoffs. And I'm feeling a little bit under the weather for the day game after celebrating. And I get in the box, go, John, how you doing? He goes, I'm doing great. Big zone today, just to let you know. And I go, are you saying what I'm thinking? He goes, I'd be ready to swing if I were you. And I'm like, this, I don't have the energy with you right now. But there are umpires that hold. What the point I'm trying to say is umpires can let emotions get the best of them. And I get it. I gave it to him, so I understand. But that also dictates in the game is what I'm trying to explain, where umpires, would they try not to have bias? It's hard to, especially if someone's getting on you or you feel like you are getting squeezed. Umpires are going to remember that. That's the human nature of it. Why I love the game, but also why this game can be so frustrating. Does that make sense?
No, totally. And look, I know there have been people that have been talking up the robo-umps and all of that stuff. And while I want the human umpires to be better, I don't know. Maybe I want my cake and eat it too. I don't think I'm ready for the robo-umps either. I don't want that type of precision. And I also like the human aspect that it's built into the game.
Yeah.
You know, I do like it. I want them to be better, but I do like how some umps have different zones than others. I just want it to be consistent. If you, like you said, that umpire told you, hey, it's a bigger zone today, be ready to swing, I can respect that. Let it be known.
Yeah.
But don't tell me that and then all of a sudden shrink the zone on the fly. That's when I have a problem.
Yeah, it's going to continue to be a problem. Again, yeah, be careful what you wish for with the robo-umps, right? I saw a game end in AAA, and if you watch it in real time, you're like, man, that guy's battling at the plate, and all of a sudden you see the dugout go, hey, we want to challenge that. And I'm going, there's no way. But because of the metrics of where the ball came in, it actually crossed the plane of the top part of the outside portion of the plate. And when you watch in real time, like for you and I go, there's no way. But the analytics say, hey, it got the corner of the zone like that. And that's how the game ended. That is how the game ended. I don't want that, but you're right. Just be better. That's all we want.
That's all.
That's all we're asking. Just be a little bit better for the whole game.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.